Praise the Lord. Welcome to another Gift of Life show. This is Mama T, and I have a co-host.
Hi, I'm Jerry.
Jerry, remember Jerry, if you listened to the last episode, praise God. Well, she's with us, and her husband's in the studio too, Nathan. We want to recognize him to support her, and we're just excited. Papa's here, and so new beginnings at the end of 2018 and fresh new beginnings for 2019. So, hey, we're just going to start off with Psalms 91, and we're going to get right on into the program. Let me just read Psalms 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snares of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. And He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. And I'll stop right there. You can finish reading the rest of it. It's beautiful, but the Lord told me to open up when we're doing this particular series with Psalms 91. And what we're doing is continuing with Tony Evans' book, God Cannot Be Trusted, and five other lies. And we're on the fifth lie that says you shall be like God, or you can be like God. And this is 5B, okay? We had a little break there between A and B, and that's because Jerry was here, and now she's back. And what I'm going to do before we get into the book, I just want to give her a time to just to share her testimony on how God led her to say, yes, I want to be part of this particular ministry, Gift of Life. I want to just use my giftings. But God told her. And so I'm going to let her share with you as she comes on board what God and what He used to lead her, to give her confidence that she is walking in the will of God, working with me in this program with the Gift of Life, which I'm so excited. Everybody just clapping. Yay! So, Jerry, go for it, sugar.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Mama T.
Okay.
You know, I was good with being on your show last week. You said that you just wanted me to come on and you were going to interview me, and that was great.
Okay.
And then you asked me if I wanted to come on and be your co-host. Well, In the spirit, I was really fine with that. But in the flesh, I felt like maybe I was trying to exhort myself and glorify myself. And that the feeling inside of me and in my mind was saying, oh, Jerry, you're going to be so this, you're going to be so that. But I don't want to be any of that.
All
I want to do is glorify God.
Okay.
And so you told me, look at your spiritual gifts and just go. And I told you I needed to pray about it. And
well, can I just say something, too? You also said, well, Tony, I want to make sure I hear the Lord's voice and not mine.
Right.
And the Lord's put on my heart and said, well, just check your spiritual gifts, right? And that's what you did.
Yep. And that's what I did.
Wow.
And I came across a scripture, Romans 12:11, and it says, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor. And the Message Bible says, keep yourself fueled and aflame, serving the Lord. Now, this word does not say serving yourself.
Right,
it
now
says serving the Lord.
Serving the Lord.
And the Lord spoke to me and said, Jerry, these are the gifts that I have given you.
Wow.
So you need to use these gifts, not for yourself, but for me.
Right.
And I felt that loud and clear in my spirit. And
that was less than 24 hours.
That was less than 24 hours that I prayed and I asked God to give me an answer.
Yeah.
Because I knew that you had already said that you needed an answer in a
reasonable
time.
Yeah.
And the Lord knew that. Yeah. And so I'm just thankful that He spoke to me and released me to do this and release it in my mind that I am not glorifying myself, but I'm glorifying
Him. And I know you don't know this. Well, now you do because I've told this to you. But I have been praying off and on for someone to come alongside with me on this. I've had people in the past, and like Nathan says, you know, that's life. Life happens. But so for you to get this answer from the Lord, it just confirmed in my spirit, this is God.
Yeah.
And so quickly, too. And so how would you, before we get into our program, how would you encourage somebody that might be saying, how do I know God's voice? And, you know, sometimes He answers quick and sometimes maybe He takes His time. But how do you, what could you do to kind of encourage somebody that might be in the same situation you are in in a sense of wanting to know God's voice.
Well, I know that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. When you seek the Lord, he will answer. Mm. He will answer. And so if he's given you a gift, a passion that you have, and you want to work for the Lord in that, I just say, pray, and he will give you an answer.
Amen. Amen. Good, good. All right, Jerry. Well, Jerry, I'm excited you're here. And so now I have someone to share my readings with. And so what we're going to do, we have our book open here. We're just going to read through a section of Tony's book. And I tell you, all of you should get this book. It's called, a little booklet, God Cannot Be Trusted and Five Other Lies of Satan by Dr. Tony Evans. And so we're on page 64, and we're going to start with the first paragraph, and we're just going to read a little bit, comment on it, read, comment, and hope that you're blessed, because our God is an awesome God. Okay, so Jerry, would you like to start?
I will start.
Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm. Satan has already fed Eve a raft of lies, one of which was that there would be no consequences if she chose to eat the forbidden fruit. But he took this, took his deception a step further when he told her that not only would she not die if she ate, but that there was an amazing benefit if she did. For God knew that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Okay. Genesis 3:5.
Okay. Any comments on that one, Jerry?
That's a lot.
Yeah,
that's
a lot. But isn't that something like Satan? He wants us to think and works in our flesh when we're not aware of it, that we're just making choices like right now and not thinking about the consequences later, huh?
That's right.
And then when the consequences come, going like, what happened? Well, did you really take it to the Lord?
Right.
Did you pray about it? You know, so there is consequences for our choices.
Consequences.
And one of the things I always say that I'm learning, that like when I'm looking at this diagram, that there's two trees in the beginning, the tree of the life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but only one choice.
Right.
So you have to be careful about the choices. Yeah, because there is consequences. I think one of those teachers said, God's given us the ability to choose, but you can't choose the consequences.
Right.
Right. Okay. So it says, there was a kernel of truth in what the devil said. As I pointed out before, when Adam and Eve ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they immediately became aware of sin and evil. The big lie, however, was that Eve would be like God if she ate from the tree. Okay, and it says, in God's written word, the Bible, he has told us repeatedly that there's only one God, and that no one had ever been like him, and no one would ever be. No angels, no devils, or no human beings. Wow.
And that is heavy to even think about, as Dr. Tony Evans brings that out, that that we can not even attempt to be like God.
No, exactly.
There's nothing in our nature that would allow us to be like God.
And being like God basically is, from what I'm seeing, and I know it's true, just looking at the scriptures, is that you're calling the shots. You're the one, you're the God that tells yourself what time you get up, what you're going to do, where you're going to go, and God's not really included until maybe Christmas or Easter or something like that. But that's
even fleshly.
That's really religion. Where you just go and think, well, I just do all this external stuff. God wants this intimate relationship with us. Remember, if you've listened to that show, I'm sure you have, but about the five I wills from Isaiah, where Satan said, I will be like the Most High God.
Yep.
See? Or Lucifer then he turned Satan. Mm-hmm. So we believe that there's only one God, the
Absolutely.
Living God, and we're not him.
No, we're not.
Okay. It says, Tony says, God is in a class by himself, and he is so protective of his identity that he commanded the people of Israel not to make any replicas or likenesses of him. Exodus 24. One of the reasons God commanded the people not to make a likeness of him, I love this, is that there's no picture that they could draw or a statue that they could carve that would capture God and who he really is.
That's right.
Isn't
that
something?
We don't even have it in our ability even know.
So is it wrong to have, what do you think about people that have like images, you know, the Caucasian Jesus up in their house, or what do you think of, is that wrong? What would you say? Because some people have said it's wrong. Some say it's just a picture. Some say it's something to help them to. I wonder.
Right. Well, I don't know if it's wrong or right. I know that that's not Jesus.
Right.
You know.
Right, right, right.
So.
I don't think I've ever seen a picture of God. Has anybody ever seen a picture of God? No.
Because God is spirit.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. But I understand what he's saying is that who can make a picture of God?
Right.
Because no one's actually seen
him. And be accurate.
Yeah. And like you said, he's a spirit. So. Mm-hmm. Mm. So, okay, honey, it's your turn. Yeah. Okay.
Speaking through the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, mm-hmm. God repeatedly declared his uniqueness. Mm-hmm. You are my witness, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, and you may mm-hmm. know and believe me and understand that I am he. Mm-hmm. Before me, no God was formed, mm-hmm. nor shall there be any after me. Wow. Isaiah 43:10.
Wow. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God who is like me. Let him proclaim it. Wow. This is why God, in his wisdom, knew that it was necessary. Uh-oh, did I skip a page? Okay. Let him declare and set it before me. Since I appointed an ancient people, let them declare what is to come and what will happen. Isaiah 44:6-7. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. Isaiah. Mm-hmm.
And I am the Lord, and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I equipped you. Mm. Though you do not know me.
Mm. And this Tony Evans says, the bottom line in God's word through Isaiah, there is only one God and we're not it. Wow. So, you know, and I know a lot of people out there say, well, there's more than one God, or there's Jesus isn't the only way. And you can believe that if you mm-hmm. want to, but mm-hmm. we don't, because if we did, we would be wrong too.
Right.
And so we've chosen to believe that there's only one living, creating God. And this is the God we're talking about, the creator God,
the
Elohim.
Creator. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he's God and we're not, Tony Evans says. Mm-hmm. The most important thing the devil left out of his lie that Adam and Eve could be like God was that there is an infinite difference between the creator, God, and the created humankind. Mm-hmm. But the devil turned that truth around on Eve, telling her, in essence, that she could reach her full potential only if she did one thing that would make her more like God. Wow. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons God placed that one limitation on Adam and Eve was to remind them of who he was, to draw the line between the creator and the created. God wanted it to be clear that there is one big difference between himself and humankind. What do you think of that, Jerry? Wow.
That's amazing. And I don't know if people even realize that the limitations that we have, we are unable to do what God does because of our limitations.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And God placed those limitations there just for that reason.
Yeah. And to protect us too, because he knew about Satan. Right. And the other thing too, when you really think about it, it's really a no-brainer. I mean, okay, we're talking about God that created the earth that we're sitting on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how far can we take a rocket up to the moon maybe?
Right. Yeah.
You know, that's about as far as we can go. I mean, it's like, so when those scientists that don't believe in God just push him away, then I guess they're saying they're God, and so we're going to hit each one of these planets and what?
Yeah, because there's so much more out there. There's galaxies out there and everything.
They just call it the Big Bang, I guess, or something like that there.
But like Tony said, what created the Big Bang? What created that bang in the first place?
I know. So if you believe in the Big Bang, don't believe in the Big Bang. Believe in God. He loves you and he's got a plan for you and he is awesome, right? All right.
But to bring it back to just human terms, it's like a parent.
Mm.
A parent and their child.
Yeah, good one.
There has to be some limitations because the child can never be the parent.
No, and they don't know.
Regardless of what kind of decisions that they make, they will never be the parent.
That's true.
Because they don't have the wisdom to be that parent.
Right. And God placed the order. Mm-hmm. I think it was the order is the family and then the church and then the government. And then there's another one. It's like a government, family, church, something. I think there's like four different orders that God placed to run the way he wanted to run. Right. Yeah. And that's why we have to be on guard about Satan and his spoken words. But the only way we're going to know the difference, we got to be in the truth. Huh? We got to be in the word.
Got to be, renew your mind.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I think I stopped where it says he wanted. You want to do that one, honey?
He wanted Adam and Eve and every human who would live after them to understand that he is transcendent, meaning that he surpasses everything and everyone in power and authority. Wow. He is infinite in his wisdom, while they are limited in what they know. He is eternal and unlimited by time, while they are created beings, while the created beings are not. His nature and attributes, those things that make him God, make it in their best interest to obey the one and only restrictions he has put in place for them.
All humans from Adam to Eve are limited in numbers of ways. We have a beginning and are finite. Finite in our time. Just what you were saying, Jerry. Finite in our time to live, in our knowledge, and in our wisdom. Because we are limited in all these ways, God has to put boundaries and limitations on us. Because God himself is infinite, he is not limited in any way. There are no boundaries, no limitations governing or restraining him other than his own nature and character.
Wow.
So, I mean, that right there. So, of course, Satan's going to say, right here, he said it in Isaiah, I will be like the Most High. And this person says he wanted to be equal with God and to take God's place as ruler over all. He wanted to become completely independent creature, responsible to no one.
Right.
So that's what human beings do that don't want to submit to God. Mm-hmm. They don't want to be accountable to God about their sinful ways. And they don't want to be accountable, probably, like you're talking about, a kid doesn't want to be accountable to their kids or to the parents.
Yeah.
People in school don't want to be accountable to their teachers, and their employees don't want to be accountable to their employers. And it just goes all the way, you know. So when that happens, that's when sin gets in and Satan gets in.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So God has a purpose and a plan.
He
has a plan. Mm-hmm. So, Nathan, we're getting ready to close. Do you want to say anything, sweetie? Thank God you're here.
You guys are on a roll.
Okay.
You are on a path that is great.
Okay.
I love hearing it.
Okay. And so do you have anything to say, like, about this accountability, God being God, we're the creator? I mean, I know you agree with that. Any words of wisdom just coming from your mind or anything, or, you know?
Just stay with the truth.
Amen.
Stay with the truth.
Stay with the truth. That's good. Yeah, so brothers and sisters, this is we're coming to an end. Time goes by fast. Actually, we have more time. We could actually read. We have about 10 more minutes, so we might, or actually, about maybe 10, 15. No, we don't. Okay, I'm reading here. I don't know. We have some time left. And so we might go ahead and just keep on reading until I know we need to stop. But bottom line, just know that God loves you. He has a plan for your life. And submit to that plan, just like you did about wondering if you should be a co-host with me on the show. And God spoke to you.
Yes.
Amen.
Spoke to me.
Okay. Well, do you want to go ahead?
And
go ahead.
I just want to say that I had my husband's blessing.
Amen. Exactly.
I talked to him about it. I want to be right in every way.
That's good.
You know, and so I was able to get his blessing as well. He's here
supporting
me.
Yes.
Makes me so happy.
And that's important, brothers and sisters. Again, this marriage situation. The man, my husband, Nathan, they are our head.
Yes.
And I have the blessings of my husband. Mm-hmm. And we're to be their helpmates and come alongside. So women, that could be an issue. That's why we want to have the CUBU's conference.
Yes.
To even talk about that particular area, too, with women that want to maybe believe the lie, hey, I want to be like God, so I'll be this woman's liberation kind of a person.
Right.
You know, I'm just as equal as a man, and I can do it. I know I fell in that trap a long time ago, but that's not coming from God.
No, it isn't.
He's got his structure.
He made it the way it is, and it's not up to me to break that.
Right, because
I want to be right.
Exactly.
In the eyes of God.
Yeah. Amen.
And he gave me a great husband. Mm. I cannot ask for anything better. He came from God, and so I want to be in line with that.
And I will say this too, since we're on that roll, one of the things when Jerry and I, when God brought us together, we've known each other for years, because I told you her mom, Oral Hart, bless her heart, is my, one of my best friends. But and we prayed. Oh boy, we prayed way before this situation even happened with us being together. But I would tell Jerry, well, Jerry, check with your husband. Mm-hmm. I always say, see what Nathan says. See what he feels like. And she's always done that. And that's nothing to be afraid of. If he said no, they would just work it out. Mm-hmm. They would work it out some kind of way. So it's just neat. I feel blessed. And I know my husband does feels blessed knowing that you're here and your husband's here. Yes. So that right there just confirms to us that we're walking in the middle of God's will. Mm-hmm. And and so, brothers and sisters, and those of you who are single and you're waiting for a husband, you wish you had a husband and all that. Jerry, what would you say? I'll put that on you. I'll put it on you.
Say,
what would you say?
Wait on the Lord.
Right now.
Wait on the Lord. Don't jump out there and just, you know, try to get anything and settle for that and think that it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be a lot more work than marriage is already.
Right.
You know?
Right. And those are issues that we'll be talking to at the CUBU conference, too.
Yes.
We want to talk from a lot of different... And our men are going to be there, too. It's for women. It's targeted women. But we're going to have our men there, too, that they're going to have a voice and things to say. So we're excited about this. And I think it's important that we do this book. The Lord led me to this book to help us to expose these lies.
Yes.
These lies. And so, and one big lie, like Tony was saying, that we're the created and God is the creator.
Right. And I think another thing that comes from this book is that Satan tried to make Eve the head.
Ah.
You know, when he went to her.
Yeah.
He tried to make her believe that she was the one making the decisions.
Yeah, exactly. And Tony, I think in I'm not sure which one, because it's been a minute, but in one of those lies, I think it might have been... maybe God is holding out on you. Maybe that one. He talked about that.
Yeah.
You know, but he was also talking about the beauty of authority and submission.
Right.
When the authority is in their place and the wife is submission, it's a one.
It's
you become
wonderful.
One.
Yes,
it's
you
one.
Do.
It's not like
it's not hard.
No,
it's
no.
Not hard.
It's not like, you know, well, my husband's over there and dumb. No, when you're walking in the Spirit, of course you're gonna have issues. You gotta work it out.
Right.
But when the Spirit is leading and there's that love there and that trust there, it's a oneness.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
beautiful. So
but also walking in, just walking in God's way, you know, making sure that you're praying for your husband, praying for wisdom, you know, praying and him praying for you as well.
Yeah.
You know, gives it a lot more.
And I'll tell you too, bottom line, Nathan's here, bless his heart. He's probably like, how's my name getting mentioned all the time? But the thing is, we've been praying for him and Walter, haven't we?
Yes.
And we did not plan this.
Right.
We did not plan this. The invitation's always open, but we did not plan this. So brothers and sisters, just stay, like what Nathan said, stay on the truth, stay in the word. And let the Lord lead you, because he is an awesome God.
Nice.
And we don't want you to believe these lies. We're trying to show you that these lies that Satan speaks, remember, everything begins and ends with a thought. So you have two, you have one choice and you have two options, God's or Satan.
Mm-hmm.
So just think, like the Lord asked me, so, well, Tony, do you think that Satan told Jerry, gee, Jerry, go read Romans 12:11 and see if you get your husband's blessing. And then if he says yes, and Romans 12:11 says yes, then go. Do you think Satan said that? Of course not. That was God. So that just confirmed to me, wow, this really, I mean, I knew it was, but he's just trying to help me see there's only one choice, but two options.
Right.
And you chose the right one, and I'm so glad, Jerry. So I'm looking forward for you being on the show again as we keep going. Now, sometimes she might not be on every show because we've got to work out the schedule. So don't get alarmed when she's not here. But she will be here if we work out a schedule. And I'm hoping that she'll be able to actually host the show as time goes on. But I'm just glad she's here. I thank the Lord. This is an answered prayer. And he's an awesome God. And Jerry, I'll let you close out. You got 1 minute. Go, girl.
All right.
Oh, well, no, you don't.
Well, I just thank you.
Oh, and, you do? Yeah, 1 minute.
All right. So, Mama T, I just thank you for letting me be on your show. And as we go on, we will just begin to mesh in the show. I'll be able to learn some things that you want to teach me. And we'll just be one.
We'll do it.
We will do it.
All right, sweetie. Thank you very much. Thank you, listeners. And we'll see you real soon.
Our God. An awesome God, he reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love.
sleeves up his sleeves. He ain't just putting on the wrench.
Our God is an awesome God.
There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his strength.
Our God is an awesome God.
The Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. Coming soon, you better be believing.
Our God is an awesome God.
The void of the night.
Our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
Judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. Mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. Hope that you have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God.